on, come on, get out of bed.
Well, look who finally decided to get out of bed.
I'd never get out of bed.
Couldn't get out of bed, couldn't move.
But I'd never get out of bed again.
It's the only thing that gets me out of bed every morning.
Well, at least we know someone's listening to the show, huh?
Uh-huh. There it goes. Let's roll.
Mix Mornings with John and Justin.
Start now
on Mix 105.1.
Monday morning. Thanks for waking up with us. John, Justin, Jackson, the gang is all here on a beautiful Monday, a high of 66. Possible rain. I just spit everywhere. Like, literally.
That was really gross.
Yeah. God, like, everywhere around here.
Well, why was it chunky?
I don't know what happened there. What's up, gang? How are you?
It's good. Coming off a great weekend.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, God, what was it, like 70? Sunny?
The weather was awesome.
It was, like, perfect.
No, it was amazing. Like, you almost forgot that we're going into fall
over the weekend. I think it was a little too hot. Honestly. Really?
You're going to complain
that
it was
a little warm.
Too warm.
It was a little too warm.
Coming off of last week when it was like 39 degrees.
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
I don't have air conditioning in my car.
Oh, we're going back to that again.
But what? You didn't need air conditioning this weekend.
Yes, you absolutely
no,
did.
No, you didn't.
It was, how much time did you spend in your car without air conditioning?
I guess I didn't spend much time in my car.
Not enough.
At all.
Okay.
But you did?
Yeah, I drove up to Ogden, man.
Okay. Every time you know, I do a broadcast at a car dealership, they always tell Jackson to quit complaining and to come on down and see me.
So do they
always,
really?
Yeah, every single time.
Ah, get in on that, Jackson. Last week, Jackson and I had a bet, and the bet was that he could not go out and get 100 people to register to vote. It started with a Monday afternoon. I was giving him a hard time saying, man, no one goes out there and votes anymore. No one cares about politics. It's just, it is what it is when it comes to midterm elections. And Jackson did not like to hear that. And so he went out each day, starting up in Ogden, and he worked his way all the way down south to Provo, registering you to vote. And in fact, not only did he do that, we opened it up for you to go online and just send us a screenshot of you registering, and we counted them all up. And I said, if you can get to 100, I'll lose the bet. Whatever the bet is, I will lose it.
Right. And he did a nice job.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Worked it, man. I mean, you really worked it.
We got some registrations.
We were at 113, and we haven't counted the ones that came in after our show on Friday, but I bet we're closer to 125 at this point.
Yeah, so
cool. Which is awesome, and thank you for taking part and being, you know, and doing your part to vote. But here's the problem now. What Jackson wanted me to do, it was his choice, was eat a worm. In fact, he went out and he found a worm. I use the word worm loosely because this thing was like a caterpillar.
Yeah, it was large.
This thing was a grub. It was part snake. It was 9 feet long.
In my defense.
Yes.
My lizard eats these things left and right all day long.
Yes.
It's fine. It wouldn't have killed you.
It's bigger than your index finger.
It was huge.
It was not bigger than your index finger.
It had some girth.
It could speak. It talked. It wore a monocle and a top hat. It was quite the worm.
That's true.
You know what, though? That is what the worm... It looked like that, though.
He did, right?
Like, seriously, that's what it looked like.
And we named him Uncle Sam, and he was living at Jackson's desk through the week, and we were kind of checking in with him and taking photos, and you can go back on Instagram and see him. Well... Sometime during the week when everyone realized that Jackson was going to succeed and get over 100 votes, the building turned on this show.
I don't understand what happened.
I don't, but like the tide told, like on Tuesday, it was like, haha, that's funny. By Wednesday, it was like, wait a minute, you guys are going to do what? By Thursday, it was a full on revolution.
Mm-hmm.
And on Friday afternoon when we were gone, Monroe, who does middays here, stole Uncle Sam, our worm. In fact, she has a video. It's up on Instagram, Mix1051 Utah. Not only, though, did she take the worm like home for the weekend, Monroe's on a vacation that goes for the next week and a half. She's going to Vegas. She's going to Disneyland, San Diego, and back again with the entire family. So Uncle Sam is like gone.
Why would you want to take a worm on vacation with you?
I don't know. That's a good point. I watched this morning. She's like literally in Vegas right now with Uncle Sam, taking him to see the sights, doing all the photos.
Must be nice, Uncle Sam.
Right, exactly. But that leaves us with kind of a weird place to be. And I will say this, full disclosure, I don't hate it.
No.
I am not upset that Monroe took the worm out of here because people are like, John, you're copping out.
I think he was in on it, Jackson.
You better believe
it. I think he definitely planned it.
You know what? No. That just dawned on me.
Because here's why.
Why?
I'm a man who... I don't like it, but I'm a frat boy at heart, and I would have ate that worm.
Yeah,
John is a man of honor.
Right? All right.
In that
I'll
sense.
Give you that.
But I don't hate the fact that she took it.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're trying to figure out what do we do. Do we go get another worm? Do we go out in the front and just find a nightcrawler? Do we? I threw out because our boss said last week. Do we do like drag on a corner? Do I go nude on a billboard? I'm just throwing out ideas. Do I streak State Street? So we need your help on what I'm supposed to do as my punishment.
All right. I think leave it up to listeners because I've always been, they can be harsh sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I think that they'll have a fitting punishment for you.
So we're going to take texts all morning long on this. Jackson, do you lean towards getting another worm?
Unless someone can come up with something grosser.
Grosser.
Yeah.
Grosser.
If you can come up with something grosser than a worm, yeah, I'll let the worm thing go.
Okay, so if it's more disgusting than eating a worm,
if
you're
fine
with it.
If it's more demeaning to you and your personality and your character, then yes.
Didn't sugarcoat that at all, did he?
Justin, how about you?
I think that, I think that they'll come up. I think that the listeners are going to have something good.
So you're going to lean on the listeners.
I'm really going to lean on the listeners on this one.
Okay, so talk to your family. Talk to your friends this morning. We're going to take texts all morning long. And then also go and watch Monroe's video. It's up on Instagram, Mix1051 Utah. Glenn says, I need to eat a grasshopper instead.
Oh, I got tons of grasshoppers in my yard.
Do you?
You want to take off those back legs, though, because they get stuck in your throat.
That's good to know. Sick. That's advice right there. That's that's important to learn.
Take it from a bug eater.
This says, Blazing Wings Challenge at Buffalo Wild Wings. Here's the problem with spicy things. I'm not good with spice, so like... I don't think it'll be much punishment, because I'll take a bite and be done.
You're out. Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Yeah, like... So I think we could do better... Andrea from Nephi says, don't shave off his eyebrows. Makes him wax them off. We're not taking my eyebrows off.
Everyone wants you to lose your eyebrows.
I know. What's with that?
I think that's hilarious.
Is that the people's vote?
Right now it is.
There's going to be a poll later today. You know this.
I'm telling you right now, I'm down for a lot of stuff.
Uh-huh.
I don't think the eyebrows thing, that takes a long time to grow back. Like, I did the half a beard for, a month? Is that how long it went on? Just about.
A week?
Yes. It felt like a month.
I feel the more you talk about it, though, the more people are going to get around that one.
This text says, John should get a free pass. It should be Monroe who has to eat a worm.
We should make her eat a worm.
Actually, it's like, you know what? How do you like it now? Now you're eating it.
I'm on board with that.
I don't hate that.
No, I'm on board with that, too. Let's start that campaign.
So if you want to see the video, Monroe did leave us a video when she took Uncle Sam. It's up on our Instagram page at Mix1051 Utah. The world's shortest flight has just begun.
Shortest flight?
Yeah. Listen to this. It's from Logan Air. Not Logan here.
Oh.
Is offering the world's shortest flight. It's between the islands of Westray and Papa Westray. The flight is 1.5 minutes long. These islands are about 0.5 mile apart, and so the plane just goes...
That's cool.
But to me...
We just go by boat.
Boarding the plane and sitting there and waiting for the pre-flight checklist and everything, that takes a while, right?
Right. You could have boated over quicker.
That's what I'm thinking.
Now, where are these islands?
Yeah, I don't know. Westray and Papa Westray. Oh, their islands are located north of Great Britain.
All right. Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, if it was somewhere... like third world.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be too worried about security or anything. I don't really think that they'd do that.
Maybe it's bad water conditions, so they like to fly over. Maybe it's really rough.
You know, there's when you land on the, I think it's the main island in Hawaii, and then you try to go to like Maui, mm-hmm. It's a 20-minute flight, and that's ridiculously short because you take off, they walk down, and they throw a water bottle at you.
They even serve something?
Yeah, I mean, it's quick. And then they go around, and they take it from you as you're opening it, drinking it. They're already, like, taking and throwing it away, and you land again.
Yeah, I just wouldn't offer drink service.
How much do you think this round-trip ticket is for a 1.5-minute flight?
$20.
$20.
$40.
$22 will get you round-trip.
Good job, Justin.
Yeah, that's a nice job. Justin. Let's do the showbiz beat.
Hey, there's wisdom in getting your wisdom teeth removed at JBR Clinical Research, especially if there's no cost to you. Find out if you qualify at jbrclinicalresearch.com. So Matthew Broderick, he's going to be joining the cast of The Conners. As
Matthew
Jackie,
Broderick?
Yeah, as Jackie's new love interest.
Jackie's? I'm sorry, I'm really excited about this.
Jackson, you just watched The Conners over the weekend.
I loved it.
It was that good?
I really loved it, yeah. It's no surprise.
No.
Roseanne died
of an
opioid overdose. They did such a phenomenal job of balancing like how serious it is with the comedy. Like,
really?
Roseanne's always been really good at that,
yeah.
About taking a serious issue and just kind of bringing it to light and kind of poking fun at it.
That's what the show's always been.
Yeah, but they handle it in such a way that is so eye-opening to if you have people in your family that struggle with addiction or if you have people that have died from an overdose, you will understand this. Huh. You will understand this really well. It was so good.
Right, because I did read, too, that Johnny Galecki is going to have a bigger part as well, too. Obviously, now since the Big Bang's going to be over, that he's going to be a bigger part of the show as well.
I would think if they're bringing Matthew Broderick on, they're not planning on canceling this anytime soon if they're hiring another
big name.
Right. Yeah.
Was great. Huh. It was really good.
I know, I'm on board now to see what the rest of the season's going to be like. Hey, Conor McGregor, check this out. He did something pretty cool. I mean, we all have an opinion of him. He gave 10 Boston firefighters World Series tickets.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a pretty stand-up guy to be doing something like that.
It's his version of community service.
Is that what he does?
I think so.
Throw money at it.
Yeah.
You know what? If you've got the money, why not? Jackson, Golden Girls cereal. It's being sold now at all Target. Not all Target. Some Target stores. But here's the crazy thing. You can buy it at the store for $8, but people are selling it on eBay for $24.
Because it's so hard to find.
Why?
People are buying them in mass quantities because they know how much people...
It's Golden Girls cereal. I mean, we've seen TV-themed cereals in the store our entire lives. Why this one?
First of all,
why is this one so popular?
Because it's the Golden Girls. And I don't understand how you're not understanding this.
Because
at this point.
I can ask you that. I can get your reaction. I could ask John the same thing and get a totally different reaction. John would be like, yeah, why?
I don't understand why there's a Golden Girls cereal in 2018.
Yes. Y'all are haters. That's the problem.
No, it's not being a hater.
I turn to you for answers, that wise one.
All I know, all I'm telling you is that the Golden Girls never really lost popularity.
Right. If anything, they've grown.
Yeah. Their show ended before I was born, and I'm still a huge fan.
I guess that's true, because otherwise, why do you still see the t-shirts in stores, right? It's like
I don't know.
Retro cool all
yeah,
over
it
again.
Is. But I just want to say thank you for being a friend.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel around the world and back again.
Stop it. That's the service beat.
All right. Thanks, Justin. We're in the middle of Choose the News right now, asking you to pick the story that you want to hear. Voting will get you into the drawing for tickets to Disney's The Nutcracker. Justin's story is...
I seem to have lost my colon. Have you seen it? I left it right here.
Jackson.
Sorry, I got distracted by the colon. I'll get out of your house. Just let me finish my omelet.
And I got, this body part needs more warmth. Let's see. Josh is saying, John, you got to roll down the hill in a tire now. That has to do with the bet. And he goes, also, let's go with Jackson for the news. Lindsay says, Justin had me laughing today. I want his story. I want omelets for breakfast from Michelle. Eric says, Eric here. Way to go on the teases, guys. It's a tough choice today. I'm going to go with Jackson. I'll be listening to the others on your podcast. Love listening to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Ryan says, I want to hear the story of John shaving his eyebrows. That's not happening. That will not happen today.
I also want to hear the story of John shaving his eyebrows.
It's going to be a win for you and I. Monroe's going to eat the worm and John's shaving his eyebrows. It's going to be good for you and
I. It's going to be a good day.
Can't wait.
Joe is saying, I want to hear about who broke in to make an omelet. Zoe, 3 for Jackson.
Thanks, Zoe.
I think they just missed Jackson.
I think that's last week.
Yeah.
Justin had a lot of terrible stories that one.
Yeah, I won, though.
Well, the winner today with 49% of the votes, Jackson!
Yeah! Our story comes to us from Athens, Alabama. Hmm. So, Florida adjacent. Mary Royster walks into her home, and she is shocked when she sees a burglar in her house. Of course, all of us would be.
Yeah.
But this isn't just any regular burglar. Before she had gotten home, he had taken time to draw himself a bath.
Oh.
To start a load of laundry. And start cooking himself some eggs. So she says, hey, buddy, you need to get out of my house, right? He says, I'm not leaving until my clothes are dry.
Shut up.
And he refused to leave, so she called the cops. The cool part about it was Mary was just going to let him go after all this, which is terrifying.
Right.
I don't know what you were thinking. Just get that man arrested. But she ends up calling the cops because he won't leave until his clothes are dry.
That's funny.
He was charged with burglary and breaking and entering. There's no word yet on how his clothes turned out.
Once they're done, like, does he have to wait you know, for like the folding to be done as well? Or is he just throwing it all back in his like satchel before leaving?
Yeah.
Like, how does that work?
I'm going to say he doesn't seem like a folding clothes.
So you're telling me he's not doing the ironing afterwards?
No, he's not going to starch a collar
no.
or anything.
Okay. It's fascinating. Hey, the other two stories are up online if you want to read them. And we also tell them each and every day in our podcast.
Airing your dirty laundry goes so much better over the radio.
Settling your differences one Monday at a time with Mediation Monday.
What's up, Shannon?
Hi there.
How are you?
Doing okay, but still kind of weirded out.
You're weirded out. All right, something happened. Is this why you're calling for Mediation Monday, or are you weirded out by something we said on our show earlier?
Oh, no, no. This is why I'm calling for Mediation
Okay.
Monday.
Awesome. Very cool. Well, what's going on? Why are you weirded out?
So, my husband, he does something really weird. So, he graduated from Murray High in 1989.
Wait. Justin, didn't you do Murray High?
Yeah, but I was 93.
Okay, so little separation there. All right. So what is Murray, Justin?
Spartans.
Go Spartans. Okay.
Go Spartans.
Awesome. So he graduated in 89. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. That was a while ago.
Yeah.
But every year, he still goes on Friday night to watch the football team play.
Like as a fan, or is he like working the chain gain?
I guess he's just a fan. It's just really strange, and I kind of want him to stop. I feel like feels kind of creepy. I don't know. Sometimes he goes alone. Sometimes he convinces, like, a family member to go, but he is so loyal. He does not miss a game, and when the Spartans lost against Olympus by a lot, he pouted for the entire day. And again, this is high school football.
Yeah, I was going to say, we have a former coworker when the Eagles would lose. Man, he would be like pouty for 2 days afterwards.
Right,
but that was NFL. That's not high school football.
Yeah.
That is strange. So are we just trying to have a talk with him to see like why he still goes, why he's doing this? Like maybe why he hasn't moved on to something else?
Yeah, and maybe convince him that I have a point in that it's really and that normal people don't do that, and he should just stop.
Okay, I got you. Let's get your – what's your husband's name?
Kevin.
Let's get Kevin's number from you, and we'll call him up next, and we'll talk to him and see why he's such a Murray High fan.
Okay.
Kevin is on the line as well, so I want to bring him on here. Hey, Kevin.
Hey.
All right, so you heard me talking. We've already talked to your wife, Shannon. She thinks it's kind of weird that you're still going to these high school games.
Yeah, I guess so. Weird. She called you guys. So.
What do you think, Kevin, as you're hearing me describe it? Are you like, oh, you know what? Hearing it read back to me, it is a little weird.
No, it doesn't. I mean, we have this conversation pretty often, so I guess I'm pretty used to having it. I don't think it's weird at all, and that's definitely the point of contention. You know, I used to be a Spartan. I support the team. I don't think it's creepy at all. The faculty loves me. The students love me. Like I'm a super fan. I get to make every game. It doesn't cost any money to go. And it's like kind of the one thing I get to do on my own that I enjoy. It's tradition for me, so I don't really get the problem.
Tradition probably for you then since 1985, mm-hmm. right around that time, huh?
Yeah.
Do you guys have kids who go there?
No,
I don't have any kids who go to the school.
Did you have kids who went there?
We had kids, but they're grown up now. And, you know, it would be one thing if our kids played there, but nobody he knows except because he's a fan, you know, he knows the little football players, little cheerleaders, and I guess the coaches. It's just, you know, when you find out your husband just goes alone every game and there's nobody, you know, oh, Shannon, your kids aren't even there? Like, what does he do? Like, he just goes alone. Like, it's kind of confusing. Like, it doesn't really make, like, why, if it's not weird, why isn't anyone else doing it?
I think if we were in Texas, this would be totally normal.
Okay, but we're not in Texas. I mean, first of all, I don't even know if that's true. But second of all, like, we live here, and every other place, this is weird, and it's embarrassing me.
Yeah, I don't know, like, with Mediation Monday this time, I don't think we're really coming to trying to find an agreement as much as I'm just curious if anyone else thinks this is strange
right. That
Kevin's still going to the high school games. Or if it's just like, it's cool, man. He's supporting a high school team. Like, who cares? Like, let's just be happy that that's what he's doing. He's not sitting there drinking beers at the bar every Friday night.
He's just a football fan.
So what do you think, Justin?
I think that, you know, if he wants to go watch football and it's actually free to go do that kind of stuff, then why not?
So you're okay with his Friday night activity every fall?
Yeah, it's not a bad thing. So I guess I wouldn't care. He's not hurting anything.
I feel like maybe move on to college. Pick a college team. It could be the U.
Have you paid for a ticket to a college game?
That's a good point. Last weekend's games were like $75 a ticket.
Right.
And we'll try to take some text messages now, and we'll try to help out Shannon and Kevin. Does that work for the two of you?
The thing about being creepy is a person, not an activity. So if I were a guy who was there and I was creepy, it would be weird, but I'm not. I'm just a guy who's there to watch the games, and everyone there knows that.
All right, we're taking your text messages right now.
A lot of people supporting Shannon's husband, Kevin, this morning. If you missed it, Kevin still goes to Murray High School football games about 30 years after graduating, and Shannon's like, it's strange. She finds they don't have kids who are still at Murray High. She's like, can you find a new hobby? Maybe watch college sports instead. And Kevin's argument is, I've been doing this since high school, since 1989. I think that's when he graduated, right?
Right.
Like, that's a long time. Let me just have my thing. This is my hobby. And we're asking you, is it weird? Is it not weird? You can text us at 844-649-1051. This says it's not strange at all. High school football is huge in my hometown. My grandma's almost 80 and still places a bet with her high school friend every year on the big rivalry game.
Oh, nice. I love that. You know, it's tradition.
I genuinely don't think it's weird. He goes to football games. My best friend's the youngest, and we're seniors in high school, and my best friend's parents are always there before us. None of her boys played football for the team, and we only go to a couple games a year, but her parents are always there. But Shannon would say, like, hey, at least you're still in the high school area, and their kids are, like, grown. I think... I don't remember now, but I feel like the kids were in their 20s, right? Do you remember when we were talking to them?
Yeah, I don't think they were around.
Let's see. Thomas says, I think it's great that he doesn't support the football team. Or if you love the game, it's a cheap way to watch just kids grow. I say go for it. Christian says, let the man do his Friday night thing. At least he isn't doing drugs or something worse. It's high school football if he wants to support his team. I agree with his Texas thing. I'm from there and can confirm that football is a religion.
Yeah, it's life there.
I'm just looking through to see if anyone actually thinks it's weird or creepy.
Because I think I saw one is all.
Yeah, Shannon kept calling it creepy, and he's like, it's not creepy. And I do feel like what Kevin said at the end, creepy is a state of mind.
That you know? Is a good point.
Yeah. Josh says, older alumni who always hung out in the student section made the games a lot more fun. Nothing makes game officials smile more than seeing a community.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I like it. I love that everybody's on board with supporting their local school and all that stuff.
Josh,
great.
Yeah, not creepy at all. I ref high school football games, and nothing makes the game seem better than having a lot of fans in the stands. Man, I just want to make sure I'm not missing anyone. No one. Yeah. This woman needs to quit trying to control her husband. I grew up in Montana. The whole town supports high school sports. He's not doing anything wrong and enjoys it. Be thankful this is what he likes. The comments about it would be different if it was the NFL is weird. He actually went to that school. So she's saying me going like, hey, maybe become an NFL fan. That's more strange than just supporting your high school team. Cause at least there's some connection to
it.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
I get that. That's a good point. Brittany, I think it's only weird to anyone who doesn't have that same interest going on to high school football games. If he's not doing anything wrong, then just let him have his thing. Honestly, I think it's great. He has a passion for something that helps him get out and go somewhere. Just because the wife doesn't care about high school football doesn't mean he can't still enjoy it. Thanks for all the texts.
Yeah, there were some good ones today.
Yeah, Mallory even saying, like, the wife just, which is Shannon, cares about her reputation of having her husband there. and that's her big problem.
He's just a fan.
Yeah. On Sunday, we were heading to church, and we always swing by Starbucks. We do a mobile order, and then I run in, and I grab them, and we go off, okay? Right. And so I was doing that, and I go inside to grab our coffees, and I just saw – I thought I saw two Johns, and I picked them up and went back in the car and started to drive off and took a sip, and it was definitely – not what I wanted. This was a like a triple shot, double sugared. I don't know. It was sweet, and I felt like I was going to have a heart attack the moment I took a sip of it. It
jolted you, huh?
And it turns out that someone named Juan also had a mobile order and had to go in. And I'm so used to some people in my life calling me Juan instead of John, it didn't register to me that, hey, that's not your coffee, man. That's some guy named Juan.
You stole Juan's coffee?
I stole Juan's coffee.
Oh, John.
So, and you didn't like it.
Oh, it was, first of all, Juan needs to make some health choices because Juan did not have a very healthy order. So we had to turn around and go back because I didn't want to have Starbucks. This is the one I go to every day, right, for college. Like, right. And I sit there. So I went back and I'm like, hey, I took Juan's coffee. Well, Juan was standing right there next to me wondering where his coffee was.
Oh, so you got to meet Juan.
So I got to meet Juan. And I told him I was going to tell him the story around this time in the morning to be like, I'm sorry I stole your coffee, man. Because right. I don't think he believed me.
He's like, yeah, sure, pal.
I think he just thought someone went in. Because the way Starbucks works with the mobile orders is they just sit out there. And it's really anyone can take it.
Like you just walk up and be like, yeah, I'm Juan.
Yeah. And so I'm looking at him. I'm like, I'm sorry. Like, I'm John. You're Juan. You know, it's kind of the same thing.
And he's like, it's kind of the same thing.
He's like, no, it's not.
So funny.
Yeah, so Juan, I'm so sorry. Justin, let's get your showbiz beat.
A Nightmare on 13th team of fierce specialists has spent the last year crafting new nightmares just for you. Open Monday through Saturday. You can also visit them online, nightmareon13th.com, for more information. Halloween, it was out over the weekend, had a big opening weekend, which we kind of expected that it would. $77.5 million it pulled in.
That's bigger than I think anyone was thinking, though. They're saying besides It, it's the second highest grossing horror flick of all time for opening weekend.
Jamie Lee Curtis is a better actress than these kind of movies.
Oh, is she?
She's clearly just a level above.
Got it.
Of what this is.
So, I don't know how much you know about like the Halloween storyline.
I don't know much about the original ones, no.
So you never saw... Mm-hmm. I was just wondering where this one takes place. Is it like after the first one and they just ignore all the other Halloween stories?
I am not the guy to answer on that. Okay. Because I've not seen all... What have they made, like three or four of them now?
Jackson.
From what I've read...
Yeah.
It starts basically right after the first one. They talk about how he's getting out of prison.
Yes.
For committing all those murders. So they kind of ignored where the other stories went, and it's just basically a sequel to the first.
Okay. You've got the original and then this one.
And then this one,
That makes sense.
Cool.
I wish I would have known that. I would have watched the first one before going there.
How many stars would you give this movie?
I'm going to give it 3.5. You know what? It was a really good movie. I thought that it was a little slow to start.
Yeah.
But then again, now that I know what they're doing, you had to set this up to get where you were for the finish of the whole thing.
You should have seen Venom. Venom was great.
Was you love that?
Loved it.
Really?
Loved it.
And it was short, quick, fun, entertaining.
About an hour and 40 minutes. I took my son Liam to it. It's funny. There's a few scary parts for a young kid where he covered his eyes. But besides that, and some language. But like, it was just a funny movie.
And what do you give this one?
Are we going out of 5?
Yeah.
I'd give it 4 stars.
No kidding.
Yeah, it was solid.
All right.
Wow.
So I'll have to go check that one out. Hey, Martha Stewart was getting trolled online, which always makes me mad when people pick on like older celebrities like this, too. Mm. She was a picture of her on a bicycle, and people are like, oh, aren't you too old to be safely biking? Like, who does that? Why are people so mean?
Biking is literally the safest thing for old people to do. Back when I was a trainer, if I had people who were injured or elderly and couldn't, like, run on the treadmill, I'd put them on the bike.
Yeah, Martha was like, I do it every day. That's why I'm in such great shape right now. Hailey Baldwin has trademarked her name, Hailey Bieber, for a possible clothing line in the future.
Okay, so she's planning ahead.
She's already planning ahead.
Gotcha.
So the wedding's still going.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got some clothing line ideas in mind. And it will be called Hailey Bieber from the If I Read Between the Lines.
I wonder if she's going to change her name. I guess so, then.
Why wouldn't you? I don't know. Baldwin's a good name,
too. Baldwin's a pretty famous name itself.
Yeah.
Hyphenate. You're both.
Baldwin Bieber?
Yeah.
Wouldn't
you?
Yeah, it's solid.
That means a lot.
That's a twofer.
Right? That's the show, Bisbee.
Thanks, Justin. So I lost the bet with Jackson on 100 registrations to vote. We're over 113. I think we're actually 120-something as of this morning. Mm-hmm. So the question is, what happens now? We lost our worm, Uncle Sam. Do we go get another worm? Do we do something else for the bet? We're kind of leaving it up to you. So we're going through text messages, and then we're going to put this... Are we doing it on Twitter? Is that where we're going to do it?
Yep.
Okay, so it's going to be up on Twitter, which means we need a four to let everyone else decide. Okay. And then we can, tomorrow around this time, during rapid fire trivia, figure out what it's going to be. So one is, it has to be just get another worm, right?
Right. That'd be the obvious one.
Okay, so let's make sure that is one of them on there.
Okay.
We had a bunch earlier saying full heels out on the street corner. Do we want to have that be one of them for a morning?
Yeah,
I turned to the two of you.
Yeah, I'm good with it.
Someone said I need to write donkey on my forehead with a pen, and every time someone asks why I have that on my head, I have to answer, "Hee-haw!" I don't know.
That's hilarious.
All of these guys go all over town. Funny. I can't hide in the studio all day.
Listen, I went all around town when I had the beard that was half shaved, and that was a lot.
I'm still seeing a lot for eyebrows, man.
I'm not shaving. I will tell you right now, it's not happening. Not shaving my eyebrow. Beth says, I think you should have to eat as many gummy worms as you got people registered in the shortest time as possible.
Oh, that's roughly like 125 of them.
Did you ever see those reviews on Amazon of that 5-pound bag of sugar-free gummy bears?
Yeah, it's like a laxative.
It's like a laxative.
Let's do that one.
So we'll make John eat as many sugar-free gummy bears as he can before he almost pukes. Because that's just the gift that keeps on giving.
I like it.
And keep in mind, John doesn't eat a lot of sweets. He's
not
a
sweets guy. No, I don't eat sugar. Yeah. All right, put that one on there.
All right.
You want to do that one?
Sugar-free gummy bear challenge.
Okay. So is that three?
That's two.
Two? Oh, three?
Yeah, three.
Turn me into a streetwalker? That was one of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so we have one more. Josh is saying, I roll down a hill in a tire, which I don't hate.
That sounds like that would be fun, though,
that
too.
That sounds fun. Is there something embarrassing we can do to me and put on our billboards?
Probably.
We do own those billboards. Is there like a billboards. Is there a photo we can take and have it up there for a long period of time?
Probably.
What do you think?
Hmm.
I'm trying to go through all the text messages. I don't know how humiliating that would be, though.
There's a lot of them, so...
Again, this has to be demeaning as possible.
That's true.
That's part of the rule?
That's part of the rule, is that it has to be as demeaning to John as...
Is it eating something different? Like a grasshopper or a cricket?
How about a balut? Like, we talked about that earlier.
Where are you going to get one of those?
Like, this text says, eat some chocolate-covered insects. Like, does that work, or...
Chocolate-covered,
no. Because
now that it's
sounds
just
amazing.
Sweet and savory. Can't do that.
Do you want to eat a balut?
Oh, you want to do it?
I don't, but...
Where would we get one?
Yeah, can you...
I think you can get them at, like, the Asian market.
Really?
Yeah.
They sell them there?
I'm pretty sure. Oh, my gosh, John, eat it.
All right, put it on there.
Put it on.
Let's put it on. So is that our four?
Yeah.
Okay, so the four to vote for, again, are Jackson.
So, by the way, balut. So the first one's eat a balut, which, by the way, balut is a duck embryo. It comes in an egg, you hard-boil it, and you just have to eat it, like, beak and everything.
Gross.
There's sugar-free gummy bear binge. Eat a different worm. We just go buy it the same worm.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll give that one a name, too.
Right.
Or John dresses up in drag and hangs out on the corner.
Yeah, I like that, too.
All right, so we're going to put these up on Twitter. Our Twitter handle is Mix1051Utah. 24 hours to vote, so we'll cut it off tomorrow around this time. And whatever it... Oh, cow tongue. I like cow tongue.
Do you really like it?
I do.
Oh, yeah. It's good.
It tastes like roast beef. That's fine. Do that one. Go ahead and vote on Twitter, and tomorrow we'll find out exactly what it is. Are you ready for my amazing fact of the day?
Sure are.
School buses are yellow because you pick up that color in your peripheral vision at least 1.24 times faster than any other color.
No kidding.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's why they're yellow. They say the second fastest is red, but if you had a bunch of like those big red buses around... That'd be scary. All right, podcasters, this is just for you, the part of the show that never makes it on air, but we like to always start with choose the news stories. Jackson won, so Justin, do you have yours?
I do. And mine was the colon story. Like, hey, has anybody seen my colon? I swear I placed it right here. Here's what happened. Somebody stole a giant inflatable colon. It's 10 feet and 150 pounds. And basically what this is there's a nonprofit that goes around the country, and they inflate this colon. And talk about, you know, like how to not get colon cancer.
Sure.
Well, it was deflated. It was in the back of somebody's truck, and somebody stole it.
I'm shocked because it's a pretty big colon.
It's huge. And have it's $150.
I've seen the videos of it. I've never been through it, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you've walked through it? It's crazy. Yeah.
Oh, that's
cool.
Yeah,
I was doing a race in New Mexico, weirdly enough, and they had this, like, big, long colon that you could walk through with interesting facts about colon. And it's like, this is what a polyp looks like. Right. And the inside of this tunnel has, like, big polyps and stuff. Ew. It's crazy.
Yeah. And so the people at the University of Kansas are hoping once that people find out what it actually is that they stole, that it will show back up. But as of right now, somebody stole a gigantic colon.
Here's my thing. We have a large inflatable, and it's heavy.
Yes. Like, this is 150 pounds. So it's like you and a few of your buddies had to probably lift this out of the back of a truck.
Right. That's what I'm thinking about this
thing. And how do you get it down the street to your car?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, these things, and it's dead weight. It's not like an easy thing to carry by any means.
I think it was the Heart Association trying to get rid of the colon. You know? it's kind of like a rival they've got between.
There's a product going viral right now called the Nose Warmer. Basically, it's it's a small winter hat for your nose.
All right. How's it stay on?
Well, there's straps. So it's like pretty much putting on a beak, you know, like right. Almost like a Halloween costume, because you put it on your nose and then you wrap it around your neck.
It is the funniest thing I've ever seen.
And it will keep your nose warm. It was invented by a woman named Sally Steele in England. She sells them on her website, and you can have fleece, wool, leopard print. So you have many different choices.
Wow.
How much would you pay for a nose warmer?
$20.
$20.
$20? I'd pay $8.
$13.
All right, we split the difference. Yeah,
I would try it.
Yeah, why not?
I would not try it, especially sometimes while snowboarding. I hate always having like the things go up over my mouth, over my nose.
It's weird.
Mm-hmm. So if it would just warm my nose and left my mouth open, I would be interested in that.
Yeah.
So there. All right, hold on. What else
do
I got here?
What else?
Oh, there's this guy named Alan. He graduated from Mountain View High School in Virginia back in 2007, and he was named most likely to be on Saturday Night Live. You know how, like, in the yearbooks they do that kind of thing? Did you have that in yours?
Yeah, there was just some random stuff.
Were
you
named for any of it?
No.
My high school really did not do that. Jackson?
I was most likely to end up on TV.
And you did.
And
it.
I did.
Yeah. Well, so he was, you know, most likely to be on Saturday Night Live, and over the weekend he tweeted, "I'm happy to say that I'm joining SNL as a writer this season, finally fulfilling the prophetic predictions of the Mountain View High School class of 2007.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so
that
he's
super cool.
He's been in at Second City in Chicago, and he just got on SNL. Which is exactly what
good
everyone
for
thought
him.
He would
That's
do.
A long time.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He really put in some. If he graduated in 2007,
yeah,
he's been a performer for 11 years and finally is getting a shot. That's awesome.
Can Congrats. We talk about the fact that Justin was giving away Mix's decorations on Saturday at a remote?
What happened?
Well, because we had the Connect Four out, and it was like, as I said, if you beat me in Connect Four, you get a prize off the table. You know that game.
Yes.
Well, I lost, and the guy's like, "Ooh, I want this rat." I'm like, "Yeah, you can have the rat."
You gave away the rat?
And then he was like, we're playing, and somebody else was like, "Oh, I like this little skull." I'm like, "Yeah, you can have the skull."
No, those are our
decorations. That's what we decorate our booth space
That's for
with.
October.
We have about half of what we used to.
Well, the good news is if you look around our studio right now, we've got plenty to fill in the gaps on the booth.
But people wanted the plastic rat more so than they wanted the DVD.
Well, sure, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But we want that rat.
I thought it was pretty funny after I realized what the hell I was.
It's so funny. The lottery's coming up. That's going to be worth like $1.6 billion. And I'm shocked this time around. I felt like last time it hit a billion, even Utah got into a lotto fever more than...
I feel like we've lost the momentum.
What is with that this
Do you
time
think
around?
So, too?
Yes. I was looking this weekend, and like when I was watching the news, they didn't have someone out there.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, but last time I waited in a two-hour line.
Right. Like, I didn't even do the story this morning just because I'm like, I don't feel the buzz today.
Yeah. Have you noticed it, Jackson?
Well, last night I saw it on the news.
So it was
they
on the news last night?
They were covering it on the news on KSL.
Okay. Yeah. You know what? I'm sick of the news saying, like, the lottery's worth over $2 billion because they keep taking the two and combining them together.
Yes.
Yeah, that's not the truth.
It's like, stop it, because I can't win both.
Right. I mean,
well, you can.
You can, but let's just try to do one here. Let's not try for both at this point in time.
Well, and so the news story I saw last night actually talked about how, yeah, the jackpot's higher than ever, but every time it gets higher, it gets harder and harder to win. because more people are entering. So even if you do hit, there's a good chance you're going to have to split that prize with a bunch of different
people. That's what I was talking to Jen about. I said, I don't want to win now because by the time you win, there's so many people who have bought. It's the pie, the piece of the pie is not big.
No, I
so
get it. Okay.
You'll only get like, and I say only knowing.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, you only get 100 million when the cash out value really is like 900.
So I tell you, Cowboy Lottery.
Okay.
When in doubt, Cowboy Lottery.
To our podcast friends, I'm talking to you right now. If you're listening to this on Monday, October 22nd, or really early in the morning on Tuesday, will you go to Twitter and vote on the bet? We want to get this done.
Right, because we've only got 24 hours. That's why we say it's so time sensitive.
Yeah, and if you are on Twitter, also retweet it so we can get the word out. But our Twitter handle is Mix1051 Utah. Thanks for downloading the podcast. Brand new episode back tomorrow. And we're going to have in Scott from San Diablo Churros. Justin's going to do the spice challenge. Bye-bye.